And now, the hurt that comes from struggling with our bodies. About 10% of Americans struggle with eating disorders, which is true across every ethnicity. But in the Latino community, eating disorders often go underreported and undiagnosed. And there's some evidence that suggests that being multicultural makes Latinos especially susceptible.
I'm Ana E. Ortega, and I am recovering from an eating disorder.
My name is Corazon Tierra. I recovered from eating disorders 20 years ago.
I was 12 when the symptoms first started, and by 13, I had a full-blown eating disorder, and my parents did not know this was happening.
My mother was always on a diet to lose weight. So at early age, I became very concerned about my weight. And even though I was very skinny, I was completely afraid of becoming overweight. By the time I was a teenager, my eating disorder was already in full force.
It can be hard for any parent to recognize the signs of an eating disorder. But among people of color and immigrants, awareness tends to be especially low.
I think it took about a year and a half before they started realizing something was wrong.
She would try to feed me like home remedies to open my appetite, but I refused to do that.
Sometimes it's easier for Latino families to acknowledge the issue as a physical problem rather than a mental one. But going to the doctor comes with its own challenges. Anahi Ortega.
They concluded that I had an eating disorder and brought in my parents to talk with them, but it was a little hard because they do not speak English, and I was the translator, and so I was able to share what I wanted.
There are also cultural barriers to seeking help, like the high cost of getting treatment. Add to that the pressure of constantly straddling two cultures. Corazón Tierra.
We're supposed to look very skinny and very beautiful and in shape, but we're also supposed to be eating and enjoying food with our loved ones.
Dr. Yona Boya is a professor of counseling at Marymount University.
Somebody who grew up in Latino community where the standards of appearance are related to having a curvier body type and then goes to school into a primarily Caucasian institution, and standards of appearance and eating habits and eating norms are all different. So these are all pressures that will put somebody at an increased risk.
When food is so closely tied to family life, it can take on a whole other meaning. Dr. Yona Boya again.
You receive two types of messages. You receive messages like that food is fun and it's celebration and eat, 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 and food is affection, and participating in family meals is something that is highly regarded. And then when you step out of that culture, you're supposed to be thin now and you're supposed to have a certain body type and you're supposed to be eating healthy.
To get better, Latinos first have to overcome the stigma of looking for help.
I think that admitting it within our family will have to force other family members to acknowledge that issue as well, that I had an eating disorder, that it was a problem and that I was seeking help. But I couldn't do that. We couldn't do that because we wanted to keep our family in the perfect appearance.
Because eating disorders aren't talked about, many Latinos think they're rare, when really almost half of all Americans personally know someone with an eating disorder. Dr. Yona Boya again.
An eating disorder is believed to be a white middle class or upper class woman's issues. That puts Latinas and Latinos really at risk for just minimizing the fact that they have an eating disorder.
Men make up over 10% of people with the disorder. Corazón Tierra.
First, there is the layer of denial. Well, we don't have that problem in our community. It's only a white girl's problem. Or then there is the belief that this is not a serious problem, that it's something that it will pass.
But eating disorders never just go away. In fact, they have the highest mortality rate of any mental illness. And unlike a purely physical illness, patients can't recover unless they choose to let go of their old habits. They need to rely on the people around them for support, even when those people don't really understand what they're going through.
It's not okay when you say que estoy gorda or make what you think is funny comments.
It was a messy process, really. It wasn't so harmoniously done, but it was done. Now is, you know, they know what to say or not to say and how to support me.
Even the word for eating disorders in Spanish, trastorno alimentario, is scary. It means something like a mental hurricane. Estás trastornada. Recovery can be a hard road, but with hard work comes hope.
I had the genes and I had the environment that just triggered the eating disorder at a young age. And after 10 years, I finally was able to find recovery.
I have been free of eating disorders for almost 20 years now. And I always said that I'm not only recovered, but healed, because I never went back to that behavior.
Not just recovery, but healing. If you or somebody that you know is struggling with an eating disorder, contact the National Eating Disorders Association. All of their information is on our website at latinousa.org.